Village of Round Lake, regular board meeting, January 19th, 2015.
Huh? Oh, is it?
I'm sure they had to play on the
run. Good evening, everybody. Welcome. I'd like to call to order the regular board meeting for the Village of Round Lake, January 19, 2015, at 7:01 p.m. May I have a clerk roll call?
Trustee Fry?
Present.
Trustee Crowley?
Present.
Trustee Newby?
Present.
Trustee Simoncelli? Trustee Tribbins?
Present.
Trustee Wyszynski?
Present.
Thank you. Don, would you lead us in the pledge?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Dad. Making a motion for item 3.1, approve the minutes of the regular meeting of January 5, 2015. Motion made by Trustee Newby, seconded by Trustee Trippon. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Any public comment? Make it a motion for the consent agenda, which includes items 5.1 and 5.2. 5.1, approve the accounts payable in the amount of $872,581.54. And approve the payroll for the period ending January 11th, 2015 in the amount of $171,987.45.
So moved.
Motion made by Trustee Crowley, seconded by Trustee Wyszynski. Any discussion? Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Crowley?
Aye.
Trustee Newby?
Aye.
Trustee Trippin?
Aye.
Trustee Wyszynski?
Aye.
Trustee Fry?
Aye.
Motion carries. Item 6.1 through 6.3. Madam Clerk.
I have a recognition for Peggy Delphine, who has been here 15 years.
Items 7.1 and 7.2, under administration. I get a motion for, does this need a motion, or are you just, are we still at discussion? Do you want to approve this?
I want to adopt resolution to go ahead and have administration negotiate a lease with Congressman Dillon.
Well, the reason why I'm asking is that the negotiation isn't in there. That's why I wanted that dollar amount.
I think there's questions like the dollar amount would be, I'm suggesting $500 is a fair market value. Why don't you go into the motion of sessions?
For the record, item 7.1 states adopt a resolution approving a district office lease with Congressman Robert Dole. Motion made by Trustee Fry, seconded by Trustee Newby. Any discussion?
So I know we're not supposed to be making any money on this because they're a nominal profit, but can we just charge whatever the...
We need to charge the fair market value of the current rent in Lake County. There was a suggested $500 rent amount that will be reviewed, and we're going to make sure that's what it's going to come out to be. For a studio apartment in that Raleigh, my county, $776 is fair market value. However, that is not a studio. We're going to look at the square foot. I have information, and we believe it's going to come right around $500. Federal government requires that. So we want to make sure whatever dollar amount is negotiated, it equals that farmer.
So it would be residential or commercial, yeah.
I have both. I'm going to look at both actually now, just to be sure we have a safe side.
And with the governor's decision not to allow unnecessary spending, would this still be something Dr. can do?
This is comes out of his budget. Yeah, this comes out of each congressman has their senator has a budget for offices and staff and stuff, so that would come out of that.
Well, what is the workout in my office like security? When will the building be open? When will it be open? Where to park? There should be many issues with parking. They're suggesting to park out front versus in back. Well, to me, that's minor. I just want to see it. I think it would be nice to have a place right now.
I think it's going to be two threats. I mean, you're going to have the congressman here, A, but B, we're going to get some money back to help pay because we have to keep that place heated and cooled. And get something back to trade towards that. So
I'm going to set a dollar amount to
I don't think our attorneys will allow it.
Well, it's really, the federal purchasing regulations are what drive this, the movie, so we can put a lot of things in there. It's just that.
Yeah, we don't know what it is right now, so I have to get it.
Well, Steve is authorized to make changes to the form and the substance of the agreement. So because the federal purchasing just drives this thing, we felt that the resolution kind of covered it. But we can put in there in the resolution if the board is more comfortable that he's authorized to enter into it at fair market value, but that doesn't really change the nature of the transaction. So
at this point in time, if we're not trusting you, then we shouldn't be doing anything either.
Either way.
Allowing people to take over the upshot is we're
not here. Yeah, exactly. That's what I think. It's nice to say that he has his office here in the wrong way, so.
Oh, yeah.
Let's get the Ron Lake name out there, too.
Yep.
Yeah. So are we going with $500 or what are we
doing? That's going to be the recommended amount.
When the fair market value is lower or higher, we will adjust this part of the agreement because of the federal purchasing. But right now, it's recommended that by a higher, we have to do that in order to be sure that it's fair.
And I would think as long as whatever you pay us covers whatever our increased costs are, it's still a benefit for us if there's no extra.
I have to believe that across this country, our $500 a month price is like a heck of a lot cheaper than most places are paying. So.
Great. All in favor? Or do we have to do, there's not a dollar amount discussion. All in favor?
No, but you are leasing property, so you do have a roll call.
And a clerk roll call.
Trustee Newby?
Aye.
Trustee Trippin?
Aye.
Trustee Wyszynski?
Aye.
Trustee Fry?
Aye.
Trustee Connolly.
Aye.
Motion carries. Also, for the record, may I state that our auditor is sitting in the audience, so you know, we are being very transparent with this. Item 7.2, Homeowners Association Finance Seminar Follow-Up.
And I'll be checking my memory. There were 14 individuals there. There was myself, Shane Jackson, Trustee Chopin from the village. There was three bank representatives. I thought the meeting, about half, I believe, was a really good meeting for HOA representatives to go over banking types of investments, what they should do. I wish there was a better turnout, of course. It was a really cool day. But I think it was a very good subject matter for the HOA representatives that were there.
I think from the HOA perspective, most of the HOA boards did not know that we needed a statement. I don't even remember the name of it, it has to go back to my notes. But basically it's a statement of our intentions and how we were going to designate our money, how we were going to, you know, put our money aside, et cetera, et cetera. Shane, do you remember the title name of that? But at any rate, we didn't know that that was even an option, let alone that it would actually help us. So that was a good portion of the discussion. Most of the HOAs have a fair idea of what they're doing with their money because there really isn't a whole lot of you. But it was a great conversation. It was very informative. Several of the other HOAs that had come, they were eager to see what we're going to throw at them next because they thought that was really informative. It was the coldest night of the year, so I'm sure we lost a few people. But we got those that are probably the most diligent and the most involved in their HOAs, which is actually another key to us when we need to turn to you. We have questions for the HOAs. Those people are most likely to give you response. So thank you guys for being there. A lot of questions came from Steve. If it wasn't discussed, Steve would ask a question bringing up the topic, like you can think I noticed. Which was very helpful. I thank you for being there. It was worth the talk today.
Trustee Trippon, thank you for helping orchestrate that.
My pleasure.
It was, I like events like this where the village says it's not our duty or obligation to put information seminars out there like that. We don't want to be held liable for something that might be happening. This isn't a village-sponsored event, but still the village can participate to make that event the most beneficial for those people who turn out. And that's a good thing. So thank you again for your effort. All the way down to item 14.1, Mayor's comments. Thursday was the second annual Lake County Leaders Summit. Kind of the same format that happened last year. Then there's another branch of it that breaks off to little smaller ones. There's the meeting that you and I went to, Russ, last year, the smaller one. This was sponsored by Lake County, Aaron Lawler. And also, her name just slipped my mind, the president of the Lake County Forest Preserve. And they broke us up into, yes, thank you, broke us up into groups, color coordinated tables, so you didn't have to remember exactly where you were going. But then you got to your color, and there was a different, there was five different things for green, so it got me confused about that. But, you know, the chose topics that was, one of the areas was finance. Shane, where were you at? What was your table?
Quality
labor, et cetera, et cetera. And then there was a little open topic, and then your table had open discussion about important topics that comes forward with you. The thing that happened at my table, and this is a common occurrence with the county. At my table was the head of the CEO of Metra. also the mayor of Highland Park, the mayor of Buffalo Grove, Dr. Thomas Rudd, the county coroner, and another mayor from, slips my mind. All of these mayors were on the east side of the county. And the first thing that they started the conversation off with was, well, let's talk about topics on our side of the county. And I kept my mouth shut until the end of it and brought them into, there's the other half of the county too. But, you know, that's an issue that we have. And I'm sure that happened at a lot more tables than just mine. We made comments. They included mine. And it's a good networking tool again. There's very good topics that come up. And you get to have these people hear the voice of your constituents at these meetings. All in all, a positive event. The hotel's in Gurnee, a good location for it, and the breakfast was decent. Shane, do you have anything to add to it? I know that you met Lake County Partners, and now we're going to have another meeting with them coming up. So again, it's a good networking tool. Very good networking tool.
Yeah, we did it all, and it was
thank you for the board for, again, making Shane our assistant village administrator. Steve had the day off, and it was good to have that person with that title in this event and meet a lot of people. It was very positive. Thank you. And item 14.1.2, the approval of Lenny Gagan as our primary representative to the Central Lake County Joint Action Water Agency, otherwise known as JAWA. Executive Board.
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Trippot, seconded by Trustee Crayley. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Another layer of responsibility. Thank you, Mr. Gagan. I just want to remind everybody that tomorrow is the APWA meeting at Jimmy's or Johnny's?
Jimmy's.
Johnny is the owner of Jimmy's. Got it. Jimmy's Char House in Libertyville for our Hartwell Sunset Project. Hope to see everybody there. I promise that I'm only going to speak for 2 minutes, and the rest goes to Kurt Bauman and Baxter Woodman. I'll keep my mouth shut. And I have nothing else. Trustees' comments.
See how you went right past 13.
Well, there's nothing on. And we can discuss it at committee level. I didn't get the update. Want to discuss it at committee level? Yeah, where did it come from?
I just wanted to remind everyone our next meeting will be 2 weeks from today, 6 o'clock. And what's important with this one is there's going to be some dates set, some locations set for things. So it's important that you guys all put a part into it, just because John and I will do what we will, so we're here, but after that, you know, I don't know, we'll take it all. So to me, I think it's important that those that want to be involved in the stuff be there and kind of help us. You know, pick a date, because once the date's fixed, there can't be any complaining later.
That's
all I have.
Would you like to ask, can I have your agenda for committee of the whole? Well, in committee, the whole meeting comes up, so if you need to speak about special events, so make sure I won't pass by.
My name's not even on there.
Okay, so
that's you're good. You don't need to have to bypass that again.
Thank you.
That's all. Just a reminder. I'm done.
Trustee comments.
I'm done. I'm good.
You good? Under that topic.
Correct.
Good.
And the next topic.
Okay.
I'll have it.
Thank you. Henry?
I have a thing tonight, sir. Okay, live auction, we need to have your information for the live auction. Ideally, we want to check it out, so we
talk to you after me.
That would be terrific. We're also doing a Calcutta that night, so if anyone wants a Calcutta ticket, they're $25 a piece, please see me. It does benefit the school program for scholarships, so I think we should. congratulations to Commander Aiken. I'm really happy to hear that he went through his command school and graduated, and for us that's really awesome. It shows his commitment, and I think it shows his intent with our police department, and I'm really happy to hear that. Please give him my thanks. Welcoming this Thursday night. Hopefully we'll get some more information on the electronics. I was in touch with one of the people from Swalco, and she was a little dumbfounded, actually. She thought that we were on the list. So, yeah. So kind of now I'm a little more confused. So I'll be making sure I seek out a few other people at the meeting on Thursday night to see what's going on. While I don't have issues with our electronics being picked up, if we're picking them up for three or maybe four particular locations, those villages are getting the dollars we would be pulling in. And I guess I have a little bit of issue with. I mean, I like the program. I think the program is good for us at large, but the whole point is if we're collecting it, we're supposed to be making some money on it too. So I'll seek out some more information on that Thursday night. And then that's it.
What Abbott sued Grant still is open for electronic store drop-off.
Mm-hmm.
So I took a TV over there last week. I have a small one that sits in the basement, so.
I would love to know where
they're,
or who they're giving it to, or under
who's. I tell you what, there was about three or four open trucks there, and people had stuff all over the place. I mean, there was just a ton of stuff, so someone's got it. They don't have enough trucks there to take everything that's on the ground. They're sitting on pallets. There's just a bunch of stuff there right now.
Well, I'd certainly like to say that if we're collecting in Round Lake, but it's going towards the Round Lake
right.
5. So, like I said, I have a little bit of an issue on it. I'll see what we can do. If they're picking up three or four locations, why can't we be a location? I don't know. That part I don't understand yet. I mean, we're trying to rework the contract, so hopefully that's all that still being worked on. But I'll let you know more next meeting.
Thank you, Sue.
And also, after our Thursday meeting, Sue, it's possible we can get on our website. Maybe I didn't ask you about that already. So we can update maybe as far as where we're at, what we're going to do with the grid. Also, thank you for the Public Works Department. Outstanding job. You guys are joining with Salton and the Rose. Very well. Thank you again. Go ahead.
Very good. Any additional business? I get a motion to adjourn. Motion made by Trustee Newby, seconded by Trustee Tripon. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Meeting is adjourned. 7:19.